Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
So what's good, everybody? It's Markwell Russell here. I got my guy Wes here in the cockpit with me. And we have a special guest. I'm going to do so in a second, right? Because I got to get y'all ready for this. So this week, we have a special guest. And we're going to talk about
messaging
that attracts your dream clients, right? Because if you want to run profitable ads, or if you want to create funnels that convert, or send out emails that turn leads into clients, or get people to open your emails, it all starts with messaging. I don't think enough people talk about messaging. A lot of people talk about running new ads and doing YouTube ads or creating content and going live and all that. And all that's great. But I don't think enough people focus enough on messaging. So we actually have the best in the world when it comes to this particular topic. She's actually our in-house copy and messaging coach that actually converts, gets in front of ideal clients and brings them into the world. And she's also worked behind the scenes of some of the biggest influencers and entrepreneurs in the world. Some of our favorites. She's actually the one behind the scenes writing copy that's helped generate these companies multiple millions of dollars. And she was actually also first with us. She started off as a CAU client. So she came through Client Attraction University as a client. And then, of course, she came back and was like, look, I want to join forces with you guys. And now she's our in-house partner when it comes to amazing results. So without that being said, let's get into it. Sierra, what's good, C?
What's going on?
So C is super humble, y'all. So I gotta pop us up for it. Right. And now I'm here for it. We're just gonna go with it. So C, before we get into it, well let's get into it actually. So for those who may be a high no rock and they don't know who you are. Tell everybody who you are and how you even got into this, messaging game, copywriting game. So bring everybody.
All right. I'm going to give y'all the short condensed version. So my name is Sierra Say from Detroit, born and raised, still here. How did I get into the copy message game? So writing has always been a passion and a gift of mine. I went to Michigan State for journalism and advertising. And in the advertising classes where I was introduced to what copywriting was, back then it was magazines, billboards, direct mail and things like that. It wasn't in the digital space as much. And probably around 2000 and maybe 11, 12, I can't remember exactly when I started noticing like the internet really becoming a huge part of what everybody was doing. You get more emails, you saw companies start sending out emails and I'm like, okay, what is this? So I'm a nerd. So I literally just Googled one day, like, online advertising. That's exactly what I Googled. And the word digital marketing popped up. And then it was like this infographic of like what was needed to have an effective digital marketing campaign or company. And the first thing that popped up was copywriter. So I read what a copywriter was and I'm like, I think I could do that. Like I've been telling stories my entire life. Obviously there's some other elements that go into it, but I already knew what those elements were from studying advertising. So I started playing around with it, started studying, obviously found guys like Dan Kennedy, David Ogilvy, of course, from advertising class. And I just literally just started playing with it, Probably around 2014, I got my first shot at writing something for someone that would probably make an impact. And it worked. And then it just kept working and kept working. And I just kept building and kept building. 2018, I walked away from my job to do it full time. And here we are. It's been a roller coaster already, but yeah, that's the short version.
Good stuff. And like, look, y'all, don't take the humbleness for granted. All right, so see, my first question, let's just get right into the brass tacks of things, right? So, for those who are listening, most who are like coaches, consultants, service providers, and so forth, and they're thinking like, all right, how do I create better messaging? Let's start there. What would you say for those? They want to attract more of the ideal clients, mm-hmm. right? Most people think they need ads, and that's part of it. But if people want to get more clients from a messaging standpoint, what's their first action step they can start taking?
They really have to know who they want to attract. Like the more I pay attention to other, like other coaches and consultants and like really study them, I feel like the main problem is people don't really know who they want to work with. They say they know, but they don't really know. Like you have to be super, super clear on who this perfect person is and don't worry about like the other people who could possibly be that person. Like you have to be crystal clear on who that person is. And I call it the sniping method, where literally you write down this, you imagine this perfect person, what they do, how they dress, where they get their information from, all of those elements, and you focus and speak to that person. In my opinion, that is the absolute first step. Like really figuring out, okay, who is this for? Who is this for and how can I help them?
Got it. So the first thing is like figuring out exactly who your ideal client is, right? Who you want this, who is this for? And then once they know who it's for, then what?
You have to know what their problem is and understand it thoroughly, not surface level, but thoroughly. Like, you know how we always ask our clients, like, what's keeping them up at night? You have to be able to answer the questions that they're not telling anybody, because most of the real problems, they aren't telling anybody. They're not telling their friends they may have to go out of business this year. They're not telling their friends like they may, you know, that they're afraid to really get down and buckle down and lose weight and that their confidence is low. They're not telling their friends that they're waking up in the middle of the night eating ice cream because they're an emotional eater. They're just saying, next year I'm gonna lose 20 pounds, when it's way deeper than that. And to get to that level of understanding, you got to really pay attention. You have to ask a lot of questions. But it's really just research. Like, I think that's one of the elements of messaging that people don't talk about enough. Like, you really have to research. And there are ways to do it. Obviously, social media, back in the day, they used to use, I forgot what they called. Like, they would literally order things based on who they thought their ideal client was, just to kind of dig into it, like figuring out what their political affiliation was. It was way harder, like, before digital marketing to really research your ideal client. You had to do a lot of digging. It would take them weeks, sometimes months, to just figure stuff out because they didn't have access the way we have access now.
Cool. Good stuff. So once you know who's your ideal client, mm-hmm. and you know what's keeping them up at night, how do you take that intel that you now have and begin to turn it into message? Does that make sense?
How do you start writing it? Or
yeah, how do I start writing?
So the next step, now you have to be clear on the true transformation you provide. Like you know what I mean? Like, so don't start writing until you can honestly say this, I know this is their problem and this is how I'm going to solve it. Once you're clear on their problem and how you can solve it, now you can sit down and start writing or creating content or whatever you want to do to start speaking to them on an emotional level. Most people don't understand the true transformation either. They say, for example, like, you know, one of our clients, Jay Lopez, he got to the point where he just wasn't saying he was a fitness coach. He was saying he helped entrepreneurs increase their productivity, focus, because that's the true transformation. He just does it by way of getting you in shape from a, you know, an internal and outside perspective. A lot of people don't speak to their true transformation. So now you have to sit down and say, okay, I'm helping them solve their problem by doing this, but what is the real transformation? Like, even for me, I've gotten to a point where I kind of shifted my messaging because it's like, what am I really helping coaches and consultants with? And it's when they're launching these funnels, when they're running these ads, I'm helping them attract their ideal client, get more leads that turn into more sales. So I'm not saying I'm just writing your copy anymore. That means nothing to them. They want to know, okay, you write my copy and then what? Most coaches and consultants don't know how to They don't know how to say that within their messaging. They just say what it is that they do, especially in the fitness space. I'm seeing it so much in the fitness space, mm-hmm. where it's like, you got to figure it out.
But Wes, I don't want to hog it. You got some questions?
Yeah. What do you say to the person who says, well, you know, copying is not that important because I have the best product or service. I got the best wings, or I'm the best personal trainer east of the Mississippi. I don't really need copy. If I build it, they will come. What do you say to that person who's operating from 1986?
That's not true. Because, I mean, if you pay attention to advertising, like Wes, prime example, we've had discussions on your opinion that Android is better than Apple. But who has the best marketing? Apple does. Unfortunately, sometimes it's not even about if you're actually the best. It's can you convey your message the best? And then can you deliver? And, you know, all the things that go on the back end. But you can't survive without clear copy messaging, advertising, marketing, whatever you want to call it. You're not going to survive without it.
Now, so that people get a better understanding, is copying under the marketing umbrella or is marketing under the copying umbrella?
So copy is the actual words themselves. Like messaging is your angle, your unique positioning. Copy is the actual words people see on your Facebook ads, on your website, on your landing pages. That's just a jargon word we use, but that's what it is. It's the actual wording. And then the copywriter is the person that writes it. We say messaging because with how we do it, we help you, you know, niche down, figure out your unique positioning, and then the copy is just going to support everything we figured out on the messaging side.
Understood.
What would you say are the common mistakes you see? Because you've seen it a lot of different areas, right? And a lot of different businesses that are on the data. What would you say are the common mistakes people are making in their messaging and in their copy? Whether that's email, social media, ads, or whatever that they may be overlooking.
They're not niched down enough. That I think that's probably number one. They're not niched down. They're not speaking directly to who they want to talk to. Like anybody who's on my email list, I started all my emails with, hey, coach. Now, is everybody on my list a coach? Probably not. But they will never be able to say that they don't know who I'm targeting. It's just that, like, it's that simple. So not niched down. Not speaking directly to their audience. What is another one? No call to actions in their messaging. Even if it's something as simple as share this or save it, you should always have a call to action in your messaging. And I mean, going back to the beginning, they don't really know who they're speaking to everybody. So they're not targeting, which means in reality, they're not talking to nobody. You're talking to everybody, you're not talking to nobody. I see that a lot. I'm going to go back to the fitness space because that's where I'm seeing it the most. Like everybody wants to help people lose weight, but you can't be that vague. In an industry that's super broad, you can't do that. You can't do it and win.
Let me ask you this. See, is there a difference between the copy that you would have online in the digital space compared to, say, print ad or direct mail?
It depends. I think it depends on the industry. And then it depends on what type of print. So, like, we're talking magazines. You'll notice magazine copy is normally bigger, short, choppy, straight to the point because it's more imagery. Online, for a sales page, it's going to be more words because there's more to go through. So it really just depends. Direct mail, if we're talking like a postcard, I think it once again, it depends on the industry.
So see, what would you say is, and y'all drop some questions in the chat. If y'all got some questions, I want to ask this question and then I want to get into some questions if y'all got any. If not, we can kind of keep going. So what would you say are some of your favorite copywriters?
So, I mean, it is so crazy because I think two of them you recommended. So Making Ads Pay by John Caples. This one right here. This is a really good one for anybody who's like brand new. It's nothing that, you know, me or you have never heard of, but this is a really good one for anybody that's brand new. Copyright Secrets by Jim Edwards. So this, I don't even think I've ever told you this. This is my real secret weapon though. You've Got Style. And this is my secret weapon because this is a book based on personalities from the DISC assessment. And I don't tell a lot of people this, but I use like a lot of what I know about the DISC in my copy. Because the reality is there, people fall into four different categories and they make decisions four different ways. You're either quick with the trigger, you either want a lot of, you know, information and research and you go circle back around. You're either super, super decisive, or you just want to make sure somebody checking somebody out. But this helps you understand people's personalities. And at the end of the day, yes, there are a billion people in the world, but everybody falls up under four categories. So understanding how people make decisions, I play around with, you know, short emails, longer emails, depending on who I want to talk to for that day. Yes, I'm talking to coaches every day, but today am I talking to a coach who has a dominant personality? Does he make decisions slow? Is it someone who make decisions, you know, super quick just because they want to be a part of something? But yeah, this is my secret weapon, You've Got Style. And then this is another one. Dan Kennedy book, No BS Trust-Based Marketing. So yeah, these are my. It, you know what? It is. It is. I like Dan Kennedy books. Yeah, it is though. So this, you could tell this was written a really long time ago, back when advertising was mainly print. But it's some gems in here.
I haven't been on it now. I just found it. And then I went on there to pull up You Got Style. Is there one more song? So I went ahead and cop
that.
Yeah, and I think Cash Advertising is in my book bag, but that's the one you told me to get. I think what I love about this, like he focuses so much on headlines, which we know, you know, is huge in this space. So yeah,
the Copywriter's Handbook. This is what Wes was telling me about. This one
is that by
Robert Bly.
Yeah,
I typically keep my books for this month like right behind me.
Yeah.
So
I need to get some more though. I just been going back and forth between Cash Advertising and Making Ads Pay. I'm like, I need to get some newer ones write ours.
Absolutely.
Definitely gotta write out. Gotta write out.
Yeah.
What's an avatar?
An avatar is really your ideal client that you make up. So it's another word for saying, you know, who your ideal client is, but you literally make this person up. You'll hear people use the word avatar a lot. Like when they're talking about figuring out your ideal client or who you want to target. But yeah, that's all it is.
Cool. So yeah, just your ideal client. The list of books were Make Ads Pay by John Caples. It was You Got Style, Copywriting Secrets, and then Truth-Based Marketing by Dan Kennedy.
Gregory Scott said, how often do you use all caps? That's a good question. So for headlines, I normally all caps are bigger font. Within a sales page, if you want something to stand out, I would say all caps, underline it, and bold it. It's really just on a case-by-case basis. Definitely don't write it in all caps. But it's when you want something to like kind of hit hard. But it's, I would say, case-by-case basis.
So Radiga says, no, there's a typo. She says, any tips for writing copy on a sale page for your launch?
What are you launching? That's a loaded question.
Charlotte says, should your ideal client be just one type of person or can it be two different types of people?
I would say start off with one. And so most people, they struggle with this because in their mind, they're like, well, it could be for anybody or it could be for everybody. Or I've been working with these two, three types of people, right? It doesn't mean you can't work with people who aren't, you know, your ideal client. But when you're starting, figure out who the ideal client is. And as your business is growing and evolving, you can shift it to the people that you're actually working with. When I first started writing copy, I mean, I was writing copy for everybody. You could be a beauty brand, you know, e-commerce. But I got to a point where I was getting the most results with coaches and consultants. I actually liked working with coaches and consultants. And I felt like that was literally my zone of genius. So don't think I can, but if I wanted to, I can still work with anybody. It doesn't mean that I can't. But when you're targeting for messaging purposes, your ideal client should be as singular as you possibly can make it. Now, there are very few times where I would say, okay, you can talk to these two people. The more clear and focused you are and niche down, you'll attract more people automatically. So don't think, oh, because I'm writing this for a doctor, you can't go work with a nurse. That's not what it means.
How often do you email your list? We recommend emailing your list daily. Me personally, what would you say? See, same thing.
Yeah, I'm on the daily thing now. Every blue moon, I give them like Saturday, Sunday off. But for me, at least five times a week, at least.
What would you say for those who are like, dang, an email a day? What's kind of the formula you would give somebody to kind of write an email? Like, what's the formula to write an email a day?
So first figure out what it is you want them to do. Like, what's the true goal of the email? Are you just trying to give some information? Do you want them to book a call? Is it something that you're selling in the email? Start, like, begin with the end in mind. What is it you want them to do? So now you know what you want them to do. I know for most of CAU stuff, is the goal is to book a call. So now you know you want them to book a call. Now let's work our way backwards. So you know what you want them to do, but the content can be different depending on where you are. I would say, just to make this simple, start with value. So answer a question that you know they have that they haven't asked. answer the question, give them value, do a call to action. So open with a question or a statement, answer the question or a statement, call to action. That's super vague, but I don't want to confuse people because it really depends. It just depends. But I would say that's the most simple formula. And then from there, you create your subject line after and be creative. You can be controversial, but you got to get them to open it. So the subject line is actually the most important.
All right, cool. Edgar asks, after you create your avatar, what's the best way to test refine messaging before running ads?
You can't refine it till you launch it. So you know your avatar, you know what your offer is. If you're running an ad, you know, you have to get them excited enough to click on the ad to go to the next step. But you can't refine anything until you actually launch it. What I would say is, you know, once you collect the data, we're really big on data. And it's so funny hearing myself talk like this because I hate numbers. I used to hate this stuff. But like once you collect the data, then you look, okay, am I talking to the people I want to talk to? Am I just not getting enough people to opt in? You know, it depends on what your ad is going to. But based on that information, you will be able to see, okay, is it the ad copy? Is it my landing page? It really just depends on how your funnel, like the formula of your funnel and where it's leading them to. There's so many variables in that, but the data tells you the truth.
Great. Coach Melody asks, what is key for you with follow-up emails?
Consistency. Consistency is probably the most important when it comes to follow-up emails, because what people don't realize, especially if you guys are trying to do high ticket, people are really just seeing how long you're going to stick around before they buy and seeing if you're the real deal. So if you lack consistency in something as simple as following up and providing valuable information and, you know, and sharing your wins, sometimes people like, if they can't do that, then people will literally sit on your email list for a year before they actually buy something from you. It happens to us all the time. But consistency is key. Don't get so caught up in, oh, is this paragraph too long? Is it too short? You know, does this make sense? People care about it, but the consistency is the most important element.
Can you talk more about what you said about fitness professionals? It's not really about losing weight, in parentheses, what the client thinks they want. It's actually about gaining confidence and feeling better and being able to run around with your kids.
Right. So that's perfect if you're targeting women who had a baby within the last 1 or 2 years. So fitness professionals, it's so many pockets that they can go into. You can work with people who haven't been able to lose weight since they were a child. You can work with moms who recently had a baby. You can work with, you know, high level businessmen who want the six pack. The reality is everybody doesn't want the six pack. Some people just, you know, they've never been able to lose weight, or some people are doing it because they need more confidence. I know people who work out because it's literally the only thing that they can do without thinking. So it's a stress reliever. They don't care about if the weights get small. They just like to do it to relieve their mind. So I think you have to figure out as a fitness instructor, which pocket do you want to go in? Because there are people who want the six pack. There are people who want, you know, the beach body. But do you want people who are trying to turn it into a lifestyle, or do you want people who trying to lose 10 pounds because their birthday in 90 days? That's two different groups of people. And I know fitness professionals that work in all of those groups. Like I know one guy, like he specializes in telling people 90 days, get into the dress for your birthday. Then I know a girl who her whole thing is lifestyle. She like, we're not even looking at the scale. We're trying to get right, you know, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And I'm going to help you, you know, along the way. And then you got people like Jay, who he wants to work with entrepreneurs because being in shape increases, you know, productivity on all levels.
I saw Andrew says, if a person is providing a service like a commercial cleaning company, do you think emails are effective, meaning you're just targeting local clients?
Commercial cleaning company or email? I think they are effective. It's just it's making sure the email is going to the right person within the organization. But I believe they are effective. It's another one of those things you're staying at the top of their mind.
Agreed.
Yeah,
strategy may have to be different, but yeah.
Is there a one-stop shop for funnels? I can't seem to find my target and advertise to them. Also, what's the best way to build an email list to get leads?
The best way to build an email list is with a valuable lead magnet. And I'm not talking about an ebook. I'm not talking about an ebook, but a super valuable lead magnet. You got to get super, super creative. If you were in CAU, you would know the type of lead magnets we use.
For sure. All right, one more last question that came in. Well, two more questions, and we're going to wrap up here in about 3 minutes. I want to respect C's time. What are some great platforms to pull clients, such as Thumbtack?
If you're going straight trying to hit a cold audience, Facebook ads is what, yeah. Nothing absolutely better than absolutely that.
Is it better to versus email customers when it comes to gourmet snacks?
What would you be texting?
Can she give an example of copy that's talking to everybody opposed to how it should be worded to niche down?
So when I say talking to everybody, meaning you're not being specific, point like saying what their actual problems are. You're being like, you know, very vague, very, very general. For example, for somebody who said they want to work with entrepreneurs, but you're not saying what type of entrepreneur.
Right.
Like that. Right. That's like now you're talking to every type of entrepreneur, which is. It's not really wise.
For sure.
Like some of y'all questions, y'all might have to because they so loaded, y'all might have to DM me.
Yeah. And C's IG is Sierra Say is C-I-E-R-R-A-S-E-A-Y.
Yep.
C-I-E-R-R-A-S-E-A-Y. So make sure you connect with C on Facebook and Instagram. Because she got a lot of dope stuff. Are funnels required
to attract more clients?
I wouldn't say required, but if you're serious about your marketing, I think you should for sure have one. Your funnel doesn't have to look like everyone else's. How we build our clients' funnels out don't look like everyone else's. Like most people don't even realize it's a funnel. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to get into what we don't do, but I would say if you're serious about your marketing and having an online marketing machine, you should for sure have a funnel. But it doesn't have to, like I said, it doesn't have to look like everyone else's. It doesn't have to go through the same steps as everyone else's either.
Last question before us wrap up. For those who are listening and they're considering working with us, right? Because you kind of got two perspectives. You got a perspective as a client going through CAU, what it did for your business, and you have a perspective as a coach in CAU and what you're seeing happening with other clients. What feedback would you have for those who are listening right now and maybe considering coming to CAU or shooting us a DM or working with us? What kind of feedback or insights, you know, would you give them?
From a client, this is from both perspectives. There is nothing out there like CAU, nothing like it out there. Yes, we help you create an online marketing machine, but I think the most important element that we don't really touch on is that we help you become a real life CEO. There's so many things in CAU that we don't market because, you know, obviously it's for the people who are in it, but it's hard for me to sometimes even put into words like what it is. But so I'll say this on a client end, from a client perspective, if you are a service provider, coach, or consultant, and you're not getting quality people, if you're chasing people for money, if you don't have a real marketing plan or marketing system, there isn't a better option, in my opinion. And I was in other programs before becoming a CAU client. And then from a coach perspective, it's the best of the best. It's literally the best of the best. The customer support is unmatched. A lot of times I'm even impressed, like we did that in 30 minutes. Like we really, really care about our clients. Like, for example, I had a one-on-one call with one of our clients this morning. She was tied up. Technically, my schedule is closed after 3 p.m. She told me what was going on. Me and her are meeting later. Like we don't say, oh, you can't do it. That's it. We really, you know, we care about our clients. We don't feel like we're winning unless you're winning. That's why you see all the client success stories, and they are real. They are all real. And we in it for the long haul.
For sure.
I hope I explained that right.
We appreciate you so much. Hope you got a ton of value. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.